It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty ward, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again. I want to show you something very pretty. Do you know what this is? I'll open it and you can see. It's a fan. You know what people use fans for? They make the air come onto their faces so that they'll be cool. That's one. And this is another. Oh, this is a fancy one. These are from a collection that somebody in our neighborhood has. Wait till you see this. Beautiful. With those peacocks there. I think I'd like to do something in the kitchen. I have an idea. These are made out of paper.
Yeah.
Folded paper. So we can just make one of our own with a piece of paper. You know, we don't see the wind, but we can see what it does and feel it against our faces. Look at this. If I just make this go. You see, we don't see it. We just see what it does. This is the way we'll make a little paper fan. Just fold it, turn it, fold it, and turn it, fold it, and turn it, fold and turn and fold and turn. There's our fan. You can feel that wind. You know, there are people who know a lot about wind and storms and weather of all kinds. I have some friends who manage a weather station, and I'd like you to meet them and see what they do. We'll just leave these here and get them when we come back. Come with me, will you, to the neighborhood weather station? Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Fred. How are you today?
Good, and you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Is it all right to go back?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Of engineers, we'll make sure that they understand that things are getting back to normal.
George, I'm
Fred Rook.
Good to see you. Hi, Bob.
Morning,
and Tori.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
And you?
Fred, this is Wayne Rumberg, our radar operator.
Glad to meet you, Wayne. I wanted my television neighbors to know what a weather station was like.
Terrific. I'm a little busy this morning. Worst is over on the weather. We're going to be issuing a new forecast shortly, but Wayne is running the radar. Maybe he can take your route.
Would you like to go downstairs and look for thunderstorms on the radar?
Sure would.
It's downstairs right this way.
Thank you. See you all later.
Okay.
Fred, in addition to our radar information, we use many different maps. Here's Claude Finley, our upper airman today.
How do you do, Claude?
Nice meeting you, Fred.
Glad to know you.
He has a handful of maps, so let me see what you have here.
Here's our radar summary.
Okay. This is a map of the United States, a radar chart that shows all the different thunderstorms and which ways they're moving.
Hmm.
These are the storms in these areas that are drawn in here.
Boy, it looks complicated. Must take a lot of study.
Yes, over a period of many years and hard work and studies, you get to know the job pretty well.
And get to be in charge of upper air.
Oh, yes.
And what other maps do we have here?
This is our radar map
here.
Okay,
this map shows our radar and these dark blotches right here. Let me get it turned around. These are thunderstorms moving in from the west right in this area.
I see.
Let me take you over to the radar and we can get a better look.
Good. Glad to meet you.
Well, same to you.
Thank you. Oh, a lot of equipment here.
You can see the radar better if we turn the lights down.
Uh-huh.
Let me turn on these console lamps so we can see a little bit better.
Uh-huh, that is clearer. Now, what is that thing that sweeps around there?
That's exactly what we call it, the radar sweep.
Hmm.
It sweeps around in each of these light areas. Can you see those?
Yes. What does that mean? They look like blotches.
That's rain. Anywhere inside those light areas is where it's raining right now.
Aha. But how does this machine know where the rain is?
Well, it's better if you can see it outside. We have the machine on a tall tower outside.
I see.
Why don't we go up there and look at that now?
Good.
Let me turn the lights on. We'll go out the same way we came down.
All right, I'll just follow you, Wayne.
Okay. You know, Fred, our radar is so sensitive that sometimes we've actually picked up birds and flights of geese on it.
Birds on the radar?
Just as white blotches, just like the rain was when you saw the rain on the radar.
Gee.
The radar antenna itself is actually right up in that white bubble.
Oh, boy, is that tall. Does anybody live up there?
No, but our electrician goes up to fix the radar when it's broken. He walks up the ladder that you can see.
That's really high. What about these things over here? What are they, Wayne?
That's the wind vane on the left. That measures which way the wind is coming from.
Uh-huh. What about those cups that go around?
The cups that are going around, that measures how fast the wind is blowing. See the wind blowing them around now?
Yes. There's so many things to know about here. What about that building over there? Is that another radar place?
No, that's where we let the weather balloons go.
What's a weather balloon?
It's a large balloon. We fill it up right there and let it go to measure the wind and temperature and humidity.
Could we see one of those?
Would you like to send one up?
Sure would.
Well, come on.
Great. A weather balloon.
This is our inflation shelter, Fred. We fill the balloon up in here.
It's a big house.
That's so when the balloon stands up that it doesn't touch the ceiling.
I see.
Would you help me put a balloon out onto the inflation table?
Sure. Where is it?
Right here. Just get a hold of it and we'll fold it out.
I mean, this is the...
That's the end of it. It's very big.
Huge balloon.
I'll hook it onto the nozzle.
What do you fill it with?
We fill this with hydrogen gas. Some of the National Weather Service stations use helium, but we use hydrogen here.
Mm-hmm.
We clip this on so when it fills, it doesn't blow away. Hold it on. And then we just reach down and turn on the gas. I'll walk down and straighten out the end. Mm-hmm.
that's huge.
It gets bigger all the time.
It looks like some kind of animal.
I think it's going to stand all the way up now. There it goes.
Now what does it do? Just fill
just
out
keeps more. Getting bigger and bigger.
What about that?
It'll take about 5 minutes or so before it fills up to where we can use it now.
Mm-hmm. It's fun just to watch it do it. That's the same shape as that radar tower you were showing.
Another large bubble.
Yeah.
I think it's about full. It should stop at any time. There, it stopped. Now we're ready to tie the balloon off. We just put the string around the neck of the balloon, tie it off, just like this.
It's like you'd do with a regular balloon.
That's right, just like any balloon you would get at a fair or a circus. It's just much larger. Then I can hold it so it doesn't get away. And we'll hook it on right here. Then I tie this piece of string around to make sure that the gas doesn't leak back out. Like this.
You need to be very careful, don't you?
Yes. Now it's ready. This string goes from the balloon down to a parachute. This parachute, of course, is all folded up, so when it goes up, it doesn't catch the wind.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes back down, it'll fold out much larger.
Oh.
Like that.
I see.
Like that's the way it looks when it comes down.
Well, what's that? Well, that's this way.
Okay, that's the instrument that we get our information back. The line goes right on down to the instrument. Up on top is a little thermometer. Hmm. We have a little humidity sensor inside. And then we have all types of electronic components in here, including a pressure cell that tells us the pressure.
So this goes up into the sky.
Up into the sky.
And gives you information from up there.
Through a radio signal, just like the radio you get at home.
Well,
close it up.
Send it up, huh?
And all we have to do is tie this off on the top to make sure that it doesn't come apart. Okay.
And what's now, the parachute used for?
Okay, Fred, when the balloon goes so high, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger till it might be the size of this entire building.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll burst and the instrument will start to fall back to Earth. The parachute will open up and float it gently back down.
I see. Well, at least we can see it take off.
That's right. Anyway. You can even help if you want to hold the instrument, and I'll let the balloon go.
Be glad to.
Okay. Walk right out that way. Now, what you want to do is get this string real tight, so you want to go pretty far out there.
All right.
Just drag the parachute behind you. Now, when I let this balloon go, you let the instrument go when the string gets tight out there.
All right.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Here it goes. Nice release.
You're going good. Look at that, flying off.
Sometimes these go 20 miles high.
20 miles in the sky.
20 miles high. Then the balloon will burst and the parachute will open up and the instrument will float back down to the ground.
And who will find it?
A farmer or just anyone. They land all over the place.
And then what do they do? Do they send it back to
There's instructions and they send some of them back and we use them again.
When you were a little boy, did you ever have a balloon go up?
Oh, I certainly did. Wasn't this big, though.
No, I guess not. Thank you very much, Wayne.
I'm glad you came out today.
Well, I really am, too, because I got an idea of what the weather service was like, and I wanted to show my television neighbors.
Well, I'm glad they got to see it.
See you again.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.
Great. I really had a good time. Did you? Well, when you or your parents see a weather report on television, you can know that the weather reporter probably checked in with a weather station like we just saw. I like to show you things. There's so much to see in the world, and so much to pretend about, too. Let's get the trolley for the neighborhood of make-believe. Trolley? Now, let's pretend that everyone's getting ready for the Bubble Land Opera. Have you thought what a place like Bubble Land would not want to have in the way of weather? If people liked bubbles best, what kind of weather would blow those bubbles too much? We'll find out in the neighborhood of make-believe.
No, Trolley, I'm not a bubble. Can you guess who I am? That's right. That's what I've decided to be in the opera.
Man Negri and Trolley, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
How is the work progressing for the bubble opera?
We're all working very hard.
Oh, of course, Trolley. Stick to your schedule. Run right along. You say you're working very hard on the opera.
Yes, sire. Did you know that the trolley guessed what part I was going to play in the opera?
I thought you were going to be a bubble.
I've decided to be a windstorm instead.
Windstorm? But wouldn't a windstorm blow all the bubbles in Bubble Land?
Exactly. Unless, of course, the people could think of something to stop it.
Oh, it sounds more and more like a mystery.
King Friday,
yes.
Do you have any idea what the wind would look like?
I never saw the wind. I've just felt it.
Listen to me.
Oh, you're a fine windstorm handyman.
Oh, thank you, sire.
I must leave now.
Would you like me to blow you away?
Oh, that might be pleasant for a change.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Set?
Yes.
Blow.
How did you do that?
Oh, that's what windstorms do.
Is that what you are?
In the opera, yes.
Oh. I think I'd rather be a windstorm in the opera.
But I thought you wanted to be the hummingbird.
Well, I've just changed my mind. You can be the hummingbird, and I'll be the windstorm.
But yeah, Elaine, wait a minute. You just can't change your mind in the middle.
I'll go get the hummingbird costume now.
No, don't go.
Aww. Hi, handyman.
Well, do I look like a TV newscaster?
Oh, I guess so.
Is something the matter?
Lady Elaine just decides that she wants to be the windstorm, and she would like me to be the hummingbird.
But that's not possible. Besides, her costume wouldn't fit you.
Here you are. Now try this on. Oh, hello, Reardon. Watch out, I'll blow you away.
You are not going to be the windstorm, Lady Elaine.
Oh, yes, I will. Now, Handy, just try that on.
Lady Elaine, it's just much too small.
Well, you could make it into a puppet.
Oh, no.
Well, Now, I still want to be the wind.
But your part in the opera, Lady Elaine, is the very important part of Hildegard Hummingbird.
But I want to be something strong like the wind.
Hildegard Hummingbird will be strong.
As strong as the wind?
I hope so.
Give me that costume. I'll make her strong as the wind, strong as the wind. Hildegard Hummingbird, strong as the wind.
So, you are still the windstorm.
Good. Now I can get to work on that set.
Oh, thanks. We've got a lot to get ready for tomorrow.
I'll say.
There's never, 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 never any trouble here in Bubble Land, Bubble Land, Bubble Land. There's never, 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 never anything but joy right here in Bubble Land, Bubble Land, Bubble Land.
Reardon, do you think this will be all right for the weather map for the opera?
Oh, that looks fine. And look, you even put in Bubble Land.
Of course.
Yes. And as all the bubbles sit calmly, the,
Betty of, manager of the sweater factory makes sweaters for everyone.
And little do they all know
little
that a windstorm is brewing.
Not even the weather porpoise knows. In Bubble Land, the temperature's perfection. The barometric pressure is just right. The air is still today without direction. And naturally, there is no wind in sight.
Naturally.
There's never any trouble here in Bubble Land.
But the wind knows differently. We listen to me. What glee to see. You're scared of me.
That'll be perfect. We can use these fans in the background to make it seem like more and more wind.
But what will happen when the windstorm finally does come to Bubble Land?
Well, we can announce it on Bubble Vision. Mm. Then all the people will try to help save the land.
But it will be Hildegard Hummingbird who does the most. Hildegard Hummingbird, strong as the wind.
Well, it looks like we'll have a lot of help.
Oh, I've got a lot of sweaters to make before tomorrow.
And I have to check with Miss Polificate about her bubbles.
When are we going to have a chance to practice all of the music together?
We'll do that tonight.
Trolley, tell everybody about the opera tomorrow.
Windstorm in Bubbleland.
Hey, Trolley. Bubbles and wind and a hummingbird and sweaters and bananas. So many different things. We should have a good time with the opera tomorrow. I think we should pretend that Handyman Negri gets into a very fancy costume and even flies like the wind. I'd like to show you this film. It's a film of a real live hummingbird. Let's just watch it together. Isn't it pretty? It's one of the smallest birds in the world. It's only 4 inches long. It just weighs about as much as a nickel. It's called a hummingbird because of the humming sound that it makes. Its wings make that sound because its wings beat 60 times a second. It's able to fly in any direction, forwards or backwards, up or down. Its tongue is long and sticky, and that helps the hummingbird get food from inside flowers. It eats about 50 times a day. See, a special camera took this picture so we could see the wings flapping in slow motion, backwards and forwards. Its feathers reflect colored light, and that gives that bird brilliant colors. And they're really attracted by bright colors.
And they're very curious little creatures. And very friendly creatures, too. This one's drinking some water out of someone's hand. They really do flap their wings fast, don't they?
You make your arms go like the hummingbird.
So the hummingbird, the smallest bird in the world, will be the one in our opera who is as strong as the wind. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking you could make two of these and pretend that they're wings. Yeah. But they go so fast, those little birds. Now we better fold this one up. And fold this one up. Today I came with two fans, and I'll be leaving with three. But before I go, here's some food for you, fish. We have lots to look forward to tomorrow. The opera. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. You may want your whole family to be with you as we have the opera tomorrow. Windstorm in Bubbleland. It will be for everybody, especially for you. See you then.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. This is PBS.